8:38, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now, we have the clinical director at the Lakeview Center, Dr. David Josephs. Dr. Josephs, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew.
Absolutely. Great to have you on. Now, the reason I wanted to have you on the show today is it turns out to maybe be a little bit topical as well as what's going on with the traffic this morning, but I just wanted to have you on because I experienced something that, I became aware of it, and that kind of alerted me to the fact that this might be more common for other people as well. Last week for, about a day and a half, our radio station was knocked off the air, and in a crisis, I was unable to do my job of informing people of what's going on in the community and be the voice of calm and steady, and here's what's going on. And I found myself feeling almost depressed because I couldn't do my work. I couldn't do the thing that I know is valuable to people. And I realized that has got to be common for a lot of people going through this. Plus, having gone through a crisis and, you know, sort of post-traumatic stress and all of that. So I just wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about these issues for our listeners that they might be going through.
Yeah, you pinpoint probably what all of us are experiencing just to some degree right now, Andrew, and it really is the thing. It's really the loss of control, right? And the loss, especially the unexpected kind of turn that this particular storm took, you know, where we like to be prepared, we like to do stuff, and we're out of control. And so when we're out of control, we're angry, we're frustrated, we're really pissed off. And we're not quite sure who to be upset or angry to or about.
Yeah, and I mean, this is something that we have talked about a lot, is Americans are really, like on the show, that Americans are really addicted to that sense of control and power. We get just incensed at the idea that our lives might be disrupted for things that we just take for granted. I mean, we're used to being able to control our destiny compared to people, say, 50, 100, you know, 200 years ago when, you know, any number of things would come at you and kill your children or take your life or, you know, interfere with your income. We're just not accustomed to that level of violation. And so we're not prepared for this kind of stuff, right?
I think we're not prepared. We're also trying to control many more things than we used to try and control in the past. During Hurricane Ivan, I was swimming in my living room, didn't have to do that during this hurricane. So, you know, the levels of trauma kind of add up, and the things that we try and control add up. The more we try and control, the less resources we have. And so we find ourselves kind of more stressed out than we really historically have been or actually need to be. You know, human beings are naturally self-resilient and self-healing if we just allow ourselves to do that.
You know, I know we're all very familiar, or maybe not, but we should be very familiar with the idea of, you know, grief, when you have a loss and there are stages to grief. Mm-hmm. But we tend to be limited in our thinking about how that's only when you lose a life of a loved one. But grief can be anything. And with people losing homes or being out of electricity or losing cars, or it's still the same basic process, right?
It's still the same basic process. And the one of the difficulties is kind of like you're suggesting, is we don't take it seriously. People say, oh, I didn't lose, nobody died, but I lost my car. Nothing died, but I lost all kinds of things in the front of my house. All these things add up. And so we should take them seriously, and we should kind of deal with one thing at a time. We get overwhelmed by trying to fix everything, all the things we can control at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that itself kind of overwhelms us.
What are the markers that somebody should look for, the sort of dashboard indicator lights of, you know, there's something going on, I'm not as healthy or in control as I think I am. Maybe I need to reach out and get a little bit of help. What are some of the things that people should look for to identify those checkpoints?
I'll give you some markers that I've been going through and which a lot of us have been going through, is not sleeping the way we used to sleep, not thinking as efficiently as we used to think, can't make decisions as well or as easily. Irritable, taking things out on the people we care and love most. Okay, these are all indications of stress potentially leading to feeling overwhelmed and depressed. Fortunately, there are solutions to that, which is, you know, take one thing at a time and also make sure we're mindful of what we're doing before we really rip at the person who's closest and we love most. Really think, is that the person? Is this really what I want to say or what I want to do to this person who's kind of going through stuff with me?
And as far as remedies aside from that pause, oh my God, getting people to pause, you know, the pause before you say or do the stupid thing, right? If any one thing a psychiatrist could get people to do. But as far as sort of coping mechanisms, can you maybe just give people, you know, whether I don't know whether it's prayer or a walk or, you know, just what are some things that maybe you can tell people who start to feel that way? What should they do?
Again, most people have these things in their repertoire. And one of the things that prayer does or talking to somebody is creating that pause, that brain pause, basically. It's being mindful. It is not having 18 things in your mind at the same time. The technique of mindfulness is basically be present in the moment. So if you're driving out there, appreciate the colors, appreciate who's in the car with you, you know, take a few deep breaths, just be present. It's kind of like surfing, right? You can surf, you can kind of swim against a wave or you can go with it. So stress reduction is really, really that. And we all can do it. And in fact, we all do it. The thing is, how do we do it when we're most stressed? And so I'd suggest folks, look at your child's hair, how pretty the curls are, the color of their eyes. Those kinds of things, those are being present, mindful exercises.
Oh, that is great advice. And you can always feel it. Like when you can break out of that moment, you can do something that causes you to smile, take a breath, your whole out. And it really is just that quick of a thing where, and it may not last. You may have to try this again and again, but it is discernible when it takes place. Well, Dr. Josephs, that's all very good information. And part of the reason I wanted to have you on is just to remind people and to let them know that these kind of feelings are very normal. They're very common. There's not something wrong with you. This is how humans handle stuff. And I just, you know, sometimes that's what people need to hear. Dr. David Josephs, he is the clinical director at the Lakeview Center. Dr. Josephs, great to have you on the show this morning, and thank you so much for your wise words. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Andrew.